Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
We're going to hear some of your dialogue.
Oh, good.
We've got some assorted clips from various works of yours, obviously taken from the films, because that's the recordings that we got. The Odd Couple wasn't your first play, but it was...
No, it was about the fourth play.
But it was a great success from the beginning.
Enormous. Far greater than anything I ever expected. And then something that became an enigma to me a little bit. Not an enigma, but almost a problem that I had to live up to that. I mean, we want another odd couple. You have to just forget about it and just go about your business, which I did. And so I've written 30 plays. 31 is coming up. The Odd Couple doesn't haunt me because there's so many people who come to me and they tell me what their favorite play is, and it's not necessarily that one.
And they've done so many variations on The Odd Couple. Even you turned it into a play for two females once, didn't you?
Well, that was because actresses and name actresses called in California and said, why can't we do The Odd Couple? And I gathered from the way they said it that what they wanted to do was just go out on the road and say Oscar or Felix. I mean, they had no idea about rewriting it. And I said, what, are the Pigeon Brothers come in? So I said, no, in order to do this, I have to rewrite it. So I kept the story intact. The dialogue was completely different. The behavior was completely different. And it turned into a rather successful play on Broadway with Rita Moreno and Sally Struthers. But Samuel French is the accounting firm or the publishing firm for all of the plays that go out to actors and community theaters. And I go by their royalties, and I see that the Female Odd Couple is now surpassing The Odd Couple.
Really?
Women are doing it all over the world.
Mm-hmm. It's a guaranteed earner.
Both of them are, yeah.
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 Here's the scene. I think it's one of the early scenes of the poker game at Oscar's apartment. So we have Matthau, and we have Lemon, and the other guys.
And the other guys, five other guys.
Come on, let's play some poker here.
Thank you.
What's the game?
Good. Who's playing here? Vinny, tell Oscar what time you leave.
12 o'clock.
You hear? We got 10 minutes before the next announcement. All right, this is five cards stud.
Five cards studded, Reno.
A red lady, a deuce, quattro, big ace for the policeman.
Hey, wait a minute. The pot shy, who didn't put in a quarter?
You didn't. You got a big mouth, Murray. Just for that, lend me $20.
I just loaned you $20. Borrow from somebody else. I keep wanting my own money back.
You owe everybody in the game. If you don't have it, you shouldn't play.
All right, I'm through being a nice guy. You owe me $6 a piece for the buffet.
What buffet?
Buffet. Hot beer and two sandwiches left over from when you went to high school.
What do you want at a poker game? A tomato surprise?
Murray, lend me $20 or I'll call your wife and tell her you're in Central Park wearing a dress.
Hey, maybe that's Felix.
Pair of sixes.
Three deuces.
Why didn't you go to Florida last night?
You know, ask her to poker plan.
Oh, if that's my wife, tell her I'm leaving at 12.
You look at your watch once more, you get the peanuts in your face.
Feel the cards.
Will you talk up? I can't hear you.
Who? All right, let's go.
Dabby? Dabby who?
Hurry, come on.
No, there's no Dabby here.
Okay, I better call.
Oh, Daddy! For crying out loud, it's my kid. Brucey!
How are you, baby?
Oh, wait a minute.
Huh? Yes, it's, no, I couldn't.
Open
no, there's a lot of boys here. We're playing.
Huh?
What are you raising?
Boys, fellas, give me a break, will you? My five-year-old kid is calling from California. Must be costing him a fortune.
How've you been, honey?
Good deal.
Yes, I got your letter. Yes, it took 3 weeks. Next time, you tell Mommy to give you a stamp. Yeah, I know, honey, but you're not supposed to draw it on.
Yeah, it is.
You're here.
Yeah, we're here. We're all thrilled. I'm here.
Huh? Huh? Oh, Mommy wants to talk to me? All right, sweetheart. I love you, soldier. Goodbye.
Any dollar.
Cost you a dollar to play, Oscar. You got a dollar?
Not after I get through talking to this lady. Hello, Blanche. How are you? Yeah, I got a pretty good idea why you're calling. I'm a week behind with a check, right? 4 weeks. It's not possible. Because it's not possible. Blanche, I keep a record of every check in my files here, and I happen to know I'm only 3 weeks behind. Look, don't threaten me with jail, Blanche, because it's not a threat. With my expenses and my alimony, a prisoner takes home more pay than I do. Very nice language in front of the children. I'm $800 behind in alimony. Let's raise the stakes.
You can do it, you know.
Do what?
Throw you in jail.
Yeah, but if she can't call me up once a week to aggravate me, she's not happy.
Aren't you worried about the kids?
Murray, the kids are living in their grandfather's house with a swimming pool in California. Can we just play cards?
I told you you'd get into trouble. It's because you don't know how to manage anything. I should know. I'm your accountant.
If you're my accountant, how come I need money?
If you need money, how come you play poker?
Because I need money.
But you always lose.
That's why I need the money.
Then don't play poker.
Then don't come to my house and eat my potato chips. You see? Wise guy, potato chips.
Oh, beautiful.
What are you yelling about? We're playing a friendly game.
All right, calm down. Take it easy. I'm a cop, you know. I can arrest the whole lousy game. My friend Murray, the cop, is right. Let's just play cards and please hold him up. I can't see where I marked him.
He knows money to his wife, his government, his friends, and he still won't take it seriously.
Life goes on even for those of us who are divorced, broke, and slappy. You know, divorced, broke, and slappy. Hello, sweetheart. Yes, darling. Yes. Listen, darling, I told you not to call me during the game. I can't talk to you now. Yeah. You know I do, darling. Yeah. Hold on just a second. Murray, it's your wife. I wish you were having an affair with her. Then she wouldn't bother me all the time. Hello, Mimi. What's wrong?
What time are you coming home?
I don't know, about 12:30.
I don't know, about 12:30. Why? What do you want, Mimi? A corned beef sandwich and a strawberry malted?
Is she pregnant again?
No, just fat. How could you hear that? I had the phone over my chest. Who, Felix? No, he didn't show up tonight. What's wrong? You're kidding. How should I know? All right, Mimi, I'll take care of it. Goodbye.
What was wrong? What was Felix's problem? He was trying to commit suicide because his wife left him.
Oh, yes.
I mean, that was right.
This is before he moved in.
Right. They didn't know what happened to him. Yeah. And this, the news that comes over that telephone call is that Felix is missing. They don't know where he is.
Yeah.
And they're afraid maybe he's done something really too far. And when I was writing it, I thought, wow, this is a black comedy.
Oh, yeah.
I wanted to get very real with it, if I could, even though it's almost farcical. But as I listen to it now, what I really like, and I don't give the credit to myself, I mean, it's as much to the actors and to the director, is the music in it, in that the music of the actors, how they pick up the cues and pick up the rhythms and just keep going. So it is really like listening to music. And I said, bravo to them.